thing will be given unto us as we go on in Jesus' name. I'm going to look at about five areas of laying of hands. I've said that it is an extension of grace. If you look at Genesis, let's look at Deuteronomy 34. Deuteronomy 34, okay, verse 9. Okay. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. The next verse. And there arose not a prophet in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Hallelujah. We'll see that the laying of hands there is like a consecration. It's about setting apart. It's about separation. It's about service. It is not just laying hands just anyhow. Moses laid hand on Joshua. There's a place that says that, and the wisdom, the spirit of Moses came upon Joshua. Okay, let me get. It says that the spirit of the Lord. Can you go back to 9? Go back to 9. Okay. Okay. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands. Moses had that grace. The grace that was upon him, that he now laid hand on Joshua, so that Joshua can carry on with the work of the Lord. He was separated apart for the work. But he was not able to do that work. Though he was strong, though he was courageous, but he was not able to do it all in all. Until a man higher in authority laid hand on him, and he began to do the work of which he was called to do. He was able to lead the children of Israel. He was able to walk along and do the commandment, the things of the Lord, without any reservation. So talking about laying of hand is about service. It is about service. And your services in the house of the Lord must come by faith. It must come by faith, and it must come by grace, as I've said earlier. It is something that is divinely orchestrated. It is not something that you can do anyhow. Laying of hands requires the grace and requires the power of God, so that responsibility can be passed across unto others. When the disciples of Christ in the book of Acts chapter 6, verse 6, talks about the disciples, that hands were laid on them and they were able to do the work of service. Can we quickly look at that too? Acts 6. Okay. Go to 5, please. Can you go back a little? Okay. Okay, back a little. Okay? This is an account, if you read it from verse 1, you will see the account of a man that was set apart, that was separated. When the disciples of Christ, the women, you know, they were crying, they were complaining that they didn't get much attention. It was then that they said, okay, let us look for some people in the house. Let's look for some people in the house. So do this work. And they selected 7 men, of whom Stephen was among them. And these men, if you look at them, they said they had good reports. They were faithful men. They were committed men. They were men full of the Spirit of the Lord. They were men with understanding. They were men that they were so committed. It says they were full of the Holy Ghost. They were men of honest report. Men of wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. For can we go? But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And then, and the same pleased the people, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Palmyra, and Nicholas, and Antioch. And the Bible says that, verse 6, whom they set before the apostle. And when they had prayed, they separated them. They laid their hands upon them. When they had prayed, you see that in the house of God, we don't just bring people in anyhow. Bible talks, so it says that Timothy should be careful of the people that he brings to authority. That he should not bring just anybody to place of authority. Not a novice. Not liars, not people that they don't have any good report. Here we can see in the life of Stephen how he was so faithful, so committed, so truthful, was filled of the Holy Ghost. And all these men, hands were laid upon them by the apostles. And they were able to go ahead and do the work of the ministry. Not of themselves, but to do the work of the ministry, helping others. Those ones that were complaining that they have been neglected. Those ones that they are complaining that they are not getting food or anything. Some people were selected, they were separated, they were brought out even to lead, even to help those ones meet their needs. And that is why we have different gifts and different ministries. We have some people that are in the ministry of health. We have some people that are ministers, they are pastors. We have, you know, we have teachers, different areas, different offices. These ones, were laid on them and they were asked to go on in the work of the Lord. That is a service. That is what some of the things, that is one of the things that hand laying does. They were set aside. They were set apart. They were separated. And they were able to minister to the needs of others. Also, there are times the hands are laid on people so that they can minister unto the Lord. The Bible talks about the priests. We are the priests that the Lord has separated. And we are not just ordinary priests. We are here. We are here as priests to serve. We have been consecrated to serve. Because the grace of God is upon us. You know, we are talking about retreat. And you know, we are looking at ways and our ways to help ourselves, to help the church, to move on. It's not just our coming together for fun, but for us to know about the things that we need to do in the house of God. So this one, they were separated, and they were doing the things of God by hand laying. That is why we have the pastorate in this church. Nobody can come into the place of authority in this place without the pastorate. The pastorate must have met. The pastorate must have, no, they will talk and do some things and pray, and then selection will be made. Don't be surprised. Maybe in the next few months or few years, you will see some people coming up into places of authority in this church when hands are laid upon them. It is not a thing that you can take up unto yourself, except someone called you out, and then you begin to lead. Hallelujah. As we go on, I want to talk about laying of hands in the area of bestowing the Holy Spirit. Usually when you look at laying of hands, sometimes you will look at it as if some say like being filled with the Spirit of the Lord. But they are different. Being filled with the Spirit of the Lord is the Lord that does his work. But he will use the vessel. Sometimes the Lord uses that vessel. Sometimes he will just say to them that, like what he said to the disciples, that they should be in a place in the book of Acts. It says that they should come together in a place. And there the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, and people, they began to speak in tongues. They began to do the work of the Lord. And the Bible says that the church increased because there were additions. Because the Holy Ghost came upon them, and a change usually occurs when you are being filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you have an anointed person laying hands on you, there will be a change. There will be a paradigm shift. So at times, hands are laid on us to speak in tongues, as we have said, that some of us experienced it. Hands are laid on us to speak in tongues. Hands are laid on us to work the work of the Lord. Hands are laid on us to bring people out of terrible situation. People that are sick, people that are not well, people that are in bondages, and all the rest like that. Hands are laid on people to bring, to set some people free. Let's look at Acts 8:17. Okay? This is an impartation. The apostle, they laid hands on the people and they received Holy Ghost. When the apostle laid their hands on people, they received Holy Ghost. Acts 6:6, now remember I said something about that, Stephen, that when hands were laid on Stephen and other people, you know, they received the Holy Ghost and they were doing the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. And at the end, when this man, Simon, when he saw them, how they were doing it, he said, okay, me too. Let me join them. Like what they are doing, let me do it. And he missed it because he was asking of it by maybe to using his money to get it and things like that. But God was not happy with that. That is not, it is not possible. It is not something that you can buy over. It is a grace of the Lord. It is something that, it is, you know, you don't have that power, but except the Lord gives it unto you. I also have it about laying of hands is for blessing. It is for service, a commitment. It is a labor. You come into service, you come into labor, to labor with the Lord. When hands are laid on you, that is for you to come to labor with the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a kind of authority being given unto us. I've had, you know, some people talking about giving an authority. If you are, I want to remember that particular word. But what I'm trying to say is that when hands are laid on you, it's like an authority being given unto you to do a particular work. It's an authority, and it is a responsibility. In the services of God, it is an authority, and it is a responsibility. Let's quickly look at First Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. Okay. It says unto Timothy here, says, let not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery, neglect not the gift that is in thee. There are times that, you know, when hands are laid on you, one can easily forget about that grace. Sometimes in 1990, I went somewhere for Holy Ghost service organized by Bishop Wale Okay then. You know, there was this time that, you know, they would call us out. Then I was still young in faith. They would call us out, come out. If you have this, if you have this, if you need this. And someone laid hands on me then. And what happened? I felt a kind of sensation. But then, after some time, I was praying. I was using it to pray for people. But at a point, I forgot about it. I was not using it again. So when I read about Timothy, that thought came to my mind again that there is possibility for us sometimes to forget what we have been called to do. Especially when you, especially when you are not in the midst of the people of God. You can forget. When you are not practicing it, when you are just complacent about it, it is possible to forget about it. Timothy almost forgot that a grace was placed upon him. He almost neglected it. And it's something that has to be used regularly so that we will not just forget about it. But at that time, he just assumed that everything is working well for me. Everything is okay with me. And someone had to bring him to that remembrance. Remember, my son, that you have been given this grace. You have been laid, that the hand has been laid on you. And this work of faith must continue. You have to tell him that remember that a grace was given you. And you must bring it even to use all the time. We must bring all this grace that the Lord has given unto us to use all the time. We should not forget it. We should not neglect it. If you look at 2 Timothy 2:1-6, talks about it. It says that it should be stirred up. This grace should be stirred up. says, therefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on of my hand. Paul had to call him to order. The one that I have placed on you, you must use it. Maybe fear made him not to be using it. Maybe thought or something like that made him not to be using it. But Paul had to bring to his remembrance, as we are bringing to our own remembrance this day, that the gift that the Lord has given unto us, we must always make use of it. The gift of laying of hands. The sick has to be recovered. Lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Lay hands on people and they receive the grace to be speaking in tongues. So it is necessary and it is important for us to be using this gift. It is a gift. It is a gift. And it comes by the grace of the Lord. And we need it that we will service the house of the Lord. We will service one another. The laying of hands will help us even to minister unto the Lord. It will help us to minister unto one another. Let's look at what 1 Peter 4:10. 1 Peter 4:10. These are the things that the laying of hands will do for us. Very, very important. Okay, 1 Peter says, as every man has received the gift, although you have been looking at it as if for Holy Ghost baptism, as we have received the gift, even so minister same to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Remember I said that laying of hands is an extension of grace. It's a grace that the Lord bestowed upon some people. It's a grace that the Lord has given unto some people. And this act, we have to minister this same grace unto one another. People that are sick, people that are not doing well, people that are not strong. We must lay hands, we must extend this gift unto them because we are stewards of the Lord. I said laying of hands is for service. It is a commissioning that the Lord, the commission that the Lord has called each and every one of us. So those are the things that we need to be relating with in everyday life as we come to church and outside the church. We are to minister to others outside the church. And that is why when we go out, you know, you speak to people, you preach to people. It is this grace that has been bestowed upon you that you will be able to extend to the outside world. For someone to be sick there, and you lay hands on the person, and the person recovers, will you not be happy? It is our joy. Someone that cannot speak in tongues, and you lay hands on that person, and the person begins to speak in tongues, it is our joy. So I beseech you, my brethren, that we should all continue to walk in this grace. It is a grace, it is a gift, a steward of the manifold grace of God. God has given us that grace, and it must be used according to his purpose, according to the grace which he has given unto us. Hallelujah. Hands are laid on people to encourage them, just like I've been filled with the Spirit of the Lord. They are encouraged, they are laid on us, on people, to encourage others, to build up themselves in the Lord. As it is being done in the church, it will also be done outside. Can we quickly look at 1 Corinthians 12? from verse 28. It says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with us, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gift. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So that tells us that as we have received this grace, that it must be used in the church and outside the church. Every teacher must be able to lay hands on people and they will recover. Every apostle must be able to lay hands on people and recover and receive grace even to forge ahead. If you look at what the Bible talks about, the gift of the Spirit also, it says that there are people that are working miracles. There are people that are, they have designing of spirit. All these things, this impartation, laying of hands is impartation. Every one of us must come into it. Every one of us must make use of it. And then we will fulfill the purpose of God of this this time in the name of Jesus. So all must walk this walk. All must do this. It's a divine operation. It's a divine operation. If you don't have it, if you don't have that grace, we can go to God and ask, Lord, anoint me. Anoint my hands for good works. Anoint my hands for good works. That when I lay hands on the sick will recover. That when it comes to the work of service, that I'll be able to do it accordingly. We are not... Sorry about that. So what we are saying is that it's a gift that all of us must have and then use it to benefit the world and also the kingdom in particular. I've said about Stephen, that Stephen's hands were laid on him and other people, and they were able to do the work. Even when it was so difficult, you know, Stephen was still bold. That's one of the things that a laying hand of laying hands can do in one's life and makes us to minister graciously, gives us confidence, give us confidence in the Lord. The Lord will help us more as we grow in Him in Jesus' name. Before we leave, I want us to look at 1 Peter 5, 2, 3. 1 Peter 5, 2, 3. Okay. They feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the cover side thereof, not by constraint but willingly, not for field delivery, but for of a ready mind, neither as in lords over heritage, but being examples to the flock of God. So your laying up of hands is not for you to pride in. You are saying, okay, I've received and well, I can do what I like with what I have received. I can do what I like. I can just go out there and say, fall under anointing. Lay hands on people and then begin to... No, it's not like that. Because laying of hands is not for haughty people. It's not for the people that are right. This is for people that are full of the fruit of the Spirit of the Lord. If you don't have the fruits of the Spirit of the Lord, hands might not be laid on you for service. Hands might not be laid on you for consecration. Hands might not be laid on you for you to come into priesthood. Nobody can come to the work of the Lord anyhow. The leadership knows who and who are right to bring into leadership. The leader to know who are appropriate, who are people that are committed. Then all these ones and hands that will be laid on these ones, and they will come forth and do the work of the Lord. What happened to Joshua and Moses was that in that grace, Joshua too was able to minister in that grace that he received from Moses. He was able to speak, he was able to talk to people, he was able to, even the elders, the leaders, the people that are high up there was able to do it because hands were laid on him. So it is important. When hands are laid on you, it is important for you to know what to do with it. It is not just for laying of hands for the sake of it, but for service, for work of the ministry, that all may come into this ministry work, that all may be fulfilled. That is the importance of laying of hand. It's a principle. It's a principle of it. It's not just anybody according to it. Not just anybody can, know. It's a principle. Some people will be laid hands upon, and some will now lay. It is a continuous thing. It's a process. It's not limited to the leaders alone. It's a continuous work. And God will help us as we realize the grace in which the Lord has bestowed upon us concerning the laying of hands in Jesus' name. I don't know if there is anybody in this house that desire it. It is not like the one that I said earlier on, that when we see some people that are working in miracles, we want to be like them. But in this church, we want to be like people that are above us. Our pastors and work after, because they too, they have people that they are following. They follow Christ. As Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. It is the extension of grace of God upon them unto us. In Jesus' name, can we rise up on our feet as we pray? Can we rise up on our feet? I want you to just begin to thank the Lord for this grace, for this gift. We thank you, O Lord God, for this gift, the gift of faith. It's a gift of grace. By faith we will receive. By faith we will extend it. Says that Jesus Christ said that what I see my Father do, that is what I will do. He was not working in isolation. Some people's hands have been laid upon them, either in the past or in this place, or they will still receive it. I want us to pray this morning that as hands will be laid on us, even in the course of this meeting, that the work in which the Lord has called us into, that we shall be fulfilled in it in the name of Jesus. We shall be fulfilled in it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We glorify your holy name. Thank you for this grace. Thank you for this work of faith. Thank you, Father, for the anointing. Thank you, Father, for the anointing of this laying of hands. And as we step out of this place, I will begin to walk in that dimension.